Penguin Random House Audio presents Foxlow by Eleanor Wasserberg. Read for you by Charlie Sanderson.
Prologue. At Foxlow, everyone has two names. One is a secret, meant to be lost. For most, it worked like this. First, they had the one they came to Foxlow with peeled away like sunburnt skin. Then a new name, for a new life. I used to get jealous of the family, with their secret outside names, while I only had the one, like half a person. Sometimes an old name would slip, strangled at a syllable with a blush. This was a sign to watch for, in case someone might wish to become a leaver. Now I am doubled that way, named twice. But for me, it's worked in reverse. My new name came later, on the outside, like putting on that crusty old skin that should be lying on the floor. My one name was Green, but no one calls me that anymore. I had no old name to peel away, because I was born at Foxlow. Freya named me first, of course. She named all of us, except for one. There's a power in naming. Green was strange even for home. Most of the women had flowers or pretty ideas, like Liberty. If I could speak to Freya, I'd tell her not to worry, because I hold my new name ever so lightly, ready to shrug it off, if ever Foxlow could start up again. Of course, I wasn't Green all the time. With Toby, it was the ungrown. Once Blue came, it was the girls, too. Since this is a story for Blue...